seated. How many of you have seen the movie Remember the Titans? Anybody have seen that movie? It's a great, great movie, right? Remember the Titans. Yes, it's a good, did you say good movie? Oh, good. good. So I love this movie. I have watched it many times. And what attracts me to this movie is a strong message of unity across races. This movie is about a football team in a time when the schools were beginning to integrate for a long time. And, you know, the history, white and black communities did not share the same spaces. But this movie is based on a true story of the 1971 Virginia State football champions from T.C. William High School. And the school shows the process of integration, which was not an easy one. It was not easy for the coach to build a sense of community in the midst of hostility between groups, in the midst of hatred. The team goes, in this movie, goes to a retreat where everything changes for this team. They go away from the pressure of the outside world and society. And it is in this retreat that they come to learn what it means to be teammates. They get to spend time together. They get to eat together, share a room together. So it is a chance for them to get to know each other in a deeper way. And they, in that process, they come to appreciate each other's talents, each other's different skills. And so at the end of this trip, they get to embrace one another and learn what... learn that being together, they learned that what brings them together was their love for football. They soon discovered that while they look different, come from different places, they share some similarities. For example, they share similarities in music. They like, you know, similar songs. They share their love for ice cream. Who doesn't, right? But at the end of this retreat, little by little, the wall that had been built between them came down as they came as one family, as one team. And one of my favorite scenes is when two leaders begin to lift each other and acknowledge that they are stronger together. And they begin a chanting where one yells left side and the other responds
right side.
Strong size. All right, so you have seen this movie. That's good. Left side, strong side. So they all began to, of course, huddle in a circle. And that is a turning point for this team. And that's a beautiful image in this movie. Jesus' last prayer before his death was that his disciples may be one, as Jesus is one with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus prayed that his disciples would also come together as one community, especially in the midst of a world that would reject them, that would try to harm them, that would question their faith. His prayer is that they will remain in unity, that they will live in unity. And so now living in unity is very different from living in uniformity. Uniformity implies that everyone is alike, that there is no room for differences. But when there is unity, people tend to accept those differences. And that is something that, at least in my own family, we as a family, we struggle with that. The beautiful thing about my family is that we all love God. We all love the Lord. We all have great knowledge of the Bible. But we also have very strong opinions about the church. Church matters, right? So if you don't know there's a lot of pastors in my family, and so some of us are, you know, part of the ELCA, some of our, my family is part of the Missouri Synod, and so we all have this knowledge of the Bible, of God, but we also, when it comes to church, we do have a strong opinions. And so as a family, we have discovered that at times, even when looking at the scripture, there are times when we understand or interpret the scripture differently, even as Lutherans. There are times when we come across those portions of the scriptures and we, in the past, have debated whether Jesus said that in a literal way or in a metaphorical way, or whether Jesus was overemphasizing something. You could imagine we would spend hours going back and forth trying to prove our point of view. We have discovered that when we engage in conversation on all this theology and ethics and salvation and so on, and that's just the religion part, let alone the political part and other stuff. But we at times find that we have, yeah, different points of view. And when we engage in conversations about what and for who the church should be and what type of witness the church should be today and who and how we should serve others, we differ at times. So Jesus' prayer of unity, for me at least, it really hit me this week. It really made me reflect on my own family. And so we are a family in the quest of trying to figure out how to listen to one another and how to be community, how to be one despite our differences. And I think it's a struggle for the church in general, for many churches, trying to listen to one another, especially trying to hold difficult conversations when there are different points of view. Many of our churches are made up of churches who have gone through divisions and splits, and so we have, it has been part of our history. And so we have also learned that reaching unity is not as an easy task among Christians. So I think it's important that we keep in mind that unity does not mean that we all think alike or that we should think the same, but unity means that we embrace our differences, that we welcome one another as who we are, and that we practice patience and tolerance, and that we do celebrate the diversity and the differences that exists. So Jesus' prayer to his disciples was that his disciples will continue to be community for each other. In a time of great challenge for them, for the church, in a time when they will be persecuted and be subjected of hatred and violence, he also prayed that they will remain together as one, and that is a prayer for all churches, all families, all people who are trying to live together. This morning, we had a display of the pictures of my installation, and it was wonderful that in my installation we have songs not only in English, but we have in Mandarin, in a different language. It was good to see people from different churches also come together. Oh, there is a picture. There you go. It's an illustration. Perfect. We did invited people from different church denominations, different faith traditions, right? So part of the reason I felt called to this church is because of the multicultural focus that it's already here at Christ Lutheran. The diversity that exists in our church, but also in our school, in the community around. And so I think continuing to lift up that diversity that exists in our community, in our churches, by lifting the different talents of the members of our church, lifting our youth, our children, will help us to continue to be the church that Jesus pray and desire for us, a community that can come together despite their differences to worship God, to serve others, to do good for the well of the community, and for us to receive the gift of God's mercy and grace through Holy Supper, through Holy Baptism. So may we continue to look at each other and this world with the eyes of Jesus. And may we be one as God is one with God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.